Welcome to the Girl Next Door podcast. I'm Erica.
And I'm Kelsey. In every episode, we bring our different perspectives to honest, funny conversations that feel like chatting with good friends.
We started this show years ago when we were next door neighbors and still haven't run out of things to talk and laugh about yet. Today's episode is all about plants, our green thumbs or lack thereof, indoor plants versus outdoor plants, gardening, backyards, all of it. We're here for it.
I'm very excited.
She has the biggest grin on her face right now. Okay, so let's start with a general question. Do you consider yourself to have a green thumb?
I think I do. I feel like that's a big claim. Like, I almost feel like I can't personally declare that I have a green thumb. So I almost feel a little uncomfortable with
like
that.
Like someone else needs to declare
that's
you a
right.
green thumb.
I think so.
I'm going to sign off
like
on
certify,
your green thumb.
Yeah. Certify yeah. my green thumb. So I love plants. I'm very excited to talk about this topic. But I will say, I think it just comes from years of practice. Like, even thinking back, my dad definitely has a green thumb. Mm-hmm. So even just working with him in the yard, and he would be narrating transplanting something mm-hmm. or how this plant grows or whatever. So I think I absorbed a lot of that initially and just some interest. And then I did study biology and ecology in college and grad school.
It's in your wheelhouse.
So clearly, I do love plants. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you don't need a college degree to be good at plants, but I do know a lot about plants.
Right.
And sometimes I kind of forget how much I know. That just feels like common knowledge to me.
Right.
I also consider plants to be a great place for trial and error. And for me, as kind of a perfectionist, I kind of enjoy having that. Like, for me, if a plant dies, that's fine. No big deal.
And you're good with it.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, I don't want them to die, but
you're not killing them on purpose.
But I don't really take it as like a personal failure because you can always get another one.
Well, I need to talk about this with you.
Okay.
Then.
Okay.
It's a living thing, shame.
Okay. You know, it's funny. I honestly think that maybe my like biology, ecology.
You just know that's
I'm just,
the circle
it's just,
of life.
It's just part of the life cycle.
Right. In nature, they die too.
Exactly.
That's true.
I did my best. You didn't make
that's
it.
That's true.
We'll try again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this is like a good place for me to park for a minute on my personal development is how I feel about plants. Here's the thing. I did consider myself a green thumb.
Okay.
And I think I've talked about this before. I gardened all summer long in Wisconsin. I loved it so much. It was like my hobby on school breaks. I inherited a house. The house we bought actually had some really great landscaping, but needed some TLC. So I feel like I got a good base.
Yep.
But then I could like rip things out and put new things in and really experiment. And then I'm like, and I was so proud, and it was a great way to be active, to be outside. I really loved it. And then I feel like, though, so much of that was just like, the Midwest is you can grow anything in the Midwest.
Yes.
You really can. And things can survive the winters there. And like, it's just good soil.
Right.
It's good soil. It's a good climate for it. The summers there are perfect for things being lush. And so some of it that I was attributing to my own prowess was actually just Wisconsin. But also I feel like through some trial and error and stuff, and I did used to feel more like that, like, oh, well, you know, sometimes they don't make it or whatever. I really got to learn about what worked, what I liked in plants, you know, what I could do myself, what I should maybe get some help with. And so, like, I mean, I ripped out like whole rose bushes.
Whoa.
Like, I was like, I was in it.
Yeah.
I was dirty at the end of the day, and I really loved it. And then we moved here.
Yep.
And everything is so beautiful. But so, so different.
Oh my gosh.
That it just felt like this huge learning curve that I tried containers. So I have this general feeling of like, I used to be good at that and now I'm not.
Like you've lost something.
Yes, yes. So.
Okay. Well, that is really hard.
Yeah. I have grief. I have grief around my garden.
Oh my God. Garden grief. This really is a plant therapy session. I mean, I think that's totally valid. This is such a hostile environment to
for
grow
all
things
living
in.
Things.
Yes.
Why do we keep moving here?
Oh my goodness. And so I do feel like, and like we forget kind of because now we're just so used to like, oh yeah, it's just so hot. You have to water everything.
Right.
Whatnot. But like, it is so extreme.
Yeah.
And that takes, it takes even extra care.
And things are like, it's not even as simple as just keep them shaded and watered.
Right.
sometimes things are like, no, but that's too much water.
Right.
Like the things that actually do well here, it's all very weird.
Things can be very spiny and painful.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can't just be ripping things
out. I have plants in my yard that I literally cannot touch.
Exactly.
It will hurt me.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so what is your current indoor plant situation? Do you have any favorites, any tips?
Okay. I feel like I have a pretty good indoor plant game, but I feel like I probably have like a quarter to a third of the amount of plants that I hope to have.
Like ideally.
Yes. Okay. So I feel like I've got a pretty good base and I just want to keep growing the jungle from here. So feeling good about that, of like where I'm headed. I mean, I would love for any significant, you know, gift giving occasion, a giant, like great indoor potted plant.
Oh, that's good to know.
I would take it.
All right. All right, with enthusiasm.
Yes. I am very proud of my fiddle leaf fig. Maybe you can see it from where you are next to the television in there.
That sure is doing good.
Okay. I bought it when it was tiny from Trader Joe's.
Wow.
It just actually gave me two more leaves. So it's several feet tall now. It's not like a giant tree, but,
yeah, but it's like
it's a good size.
Tall, four
it's
and
a good
feet.
Size. Mm-hmm. It's doing really well. I also have a Christmas cactus originally started from a cutting from a Christmas cactus that was my grandmother's. Aww. That she got in the 70s.
That's amazing.
I know. I just asked my aunt like the full story of it. And both of my two aunts on my dad's side, they both have versions of the cactus. One has the original, one has another. Anyway, so that is just like very special to me. And I will tell the kids, I'm like, this cactus belonged to your great grandmother.
Yeah.
So amazing. So
cool.
It's like an heirloom plant. Okay, in terms of tips for indoor plants, I feel like you really have to pay attention to what kind of light you have.
Okay.
And I feel like this can be tricky because just because a plant is near a window, it might not be getting good light. Like I feel like I have some windows that, you know, outside is like the back porch. And so they don't
too sheltered.
Yeah. Okay. So it actually is not getting that much great light. But then you also don't want sometimes indoor plants where they're just like getting blasted with like really
here,
direct
that
light.
Can really burn them up quick.
Yes, exactly. So I feel like kind of like noticing what light you get around your house and trying to find places that are bright, but not right in front of a window.
Okay.
My current favorite indoor plant is my ZZ plant.
Yeah.
I've mentioned it before.
That is
great. It is doing so great. It's very low maintenance. I feel like I hardly ever water it and it's looking bright and green. Mm-hmm. They just have like a really pretty like shape. They're very full.
Yes. And good color. Like they're just like waxy bright leaves. Yeah.
And I think that they're pretty happy and hardy just in like pretty any kind of light you give them.
Okay.
So I would say that could be a good place to start with an indoor plant.
Right.
I will say a plant that I think can trick you are succulents.
Yes.
They seem like they should be very hardy and they come at the stores. Mm-hmm. They're all potted. They look so pretty. Mm-hmm. You bring it home. You're just like, great.
Instant death.
Oh, my instant death.
Yes.
Even for me who, you know, I have a certified green thumb now, I have a hard time with them.
You got the stamp. Okay, thank you. And then that is the whole issue with the outdoor plants here.
That's
is that
so
they're
true.
All in that family pretty much.
Yeah,
a lot of them are.
Yeah. I do feel like they sell a lot of succulents. I am trying to keep some succulents alive in my backyard. So I will see how that goes. I have them in like my shadiest spot.
Yeah, they're actually pretty sensitive and can get burned easily.
Yes.
Which is like you live in the desert.
Yeah. I think it's one of these things that here in Arizona, we technically can grow a lot of stuff because we have the sun, we don't have the cold, and we have water to give them.
Right.
And so it's sort of like, but even though you technically can keep it alive, is like, is it really gonna
thrive?
Is it thriving?
Exactly.
Okay, I have just a couple more things.
Thank you.
I have a few more tips.
Please give them all.
Okay. Another tip I have is to find a friend with a green thumb and have them give you tips.
Well, I found you. So this is what
I'm here.
I'm parked here for a minute.
I'm here for you.
Okay.
I just feel like I love learning things from a person and like a person where I'm like, no, come over. Could I put a plant here? Like rather than just like Googling around.
Yes.
I find that so much more helpful. And then it's someone who like maybe lives in the same area.
Right.
Like this worked for me, whatever.
Right.
Okay. My last tip, I have started using an indoor plant fertilizer for my plants, and I think that's really keeping them healthy.
Okay.
So I will recommend that. But something funny is that my Aunt Peta told me that a friend of hers said that using Miracle-Gro like fertilizer is like crack for plants. And so now whenever I give it to my plants, I think about them being addicted to crack.
You feel a little bit bad.
And I feel conflicted about it.
You feel like you're enabling their habit.
Yes. So
there's so many feelings with plants.
There really are. So that's like maybe my shame and guilt that I'm bringing to our plant therapy session today.
Okay. I love it. I struggle so much with the indoor plants. Mm. I did in Wisconsin because there wasn't enough light.
Gotcha.
I think, you know, we have a lot of overcast, gloomy days and cold and whatever. And then here, I just feel like I've just killed so many indoor plants.
Okay.
You gave me a piece of the Christmas cactus and I killed it and it's an heirloom plant.
I can give you another one.
So
it's
much
fine.
Shame. And you gave it to me when we adopted the girls. It was this sentimental, and I really did try to baby that thing.
I'm sure you did.
I cried when it was dead. It was so sad. I have a lot of plant shame.
I feel like now this is the confessional part of our session.
So like I have kill that. I've managed to kill multiple snake plants, which you're supposed to be able to ignore for months on end.
Right.
Apparently I did more than that. I don't know. So here's my current situation.
Okay.
I have one snake plant that is
hanging in there.
Escaped me. Mostly because it's in Jeremiah's office. So he probably takes better care of it than I do. I have a spider plant that I'm like, okay, no, I want more plants.
Okay.
I think when I take Christmas down, I'm always like, what's missing is the green.
Yeah.
That's what makes Christmas
and that
lovely.
Organic shape.
Yes. So I try to always like add some plants in January. So I'm trying again with Trader Joe's. You've had good luck
with
Trader Joe's. I have a spider plant from Trader Joe's. Let me tell you what it doesn't look like. Your spider plant sitting right there.
Really?
I put it on my kitchen shelf, you know, the open shelving I have in my kitchen. Immediately brown. I'm not joking you. Within a week, it was brown.
Oh, no.
And I even cut off some of the brown edges. Yeah. Like, okay, well, just maybe stressed.
Fine.
No, it's just, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what you need to come to my house.
Oh my gosh.
And I got another kind of like this sort of a plant from Trader Joe's that's doing okay. I don't know what it's called, but it looks a lot like this.
This one is called a baby rubber plant.
Okay.
That we are looking at.
It's got like the waxy leaves like that. So that might be that.
Okay.
That one's doing okay. It's on my piano right on my south facing window.
Okay.
I just feel like I'm like, don't touch it.
Right.
Don't look at it.
You're not confident in what to do.
And I feel like every time I've tried to repot one that's actually doing good, it dies. And so I'm instantly rewarded with a dead plant for my hard work.
I will say the repotting, I did want to bring this to the table. That is very confusing and bewildering to me.
Because how do you know when?
That's right. The point of a plant is to grow it. So that means inevitably it's going to get bigger. But then it's like, well, is it too big for that pot? How do I know?
Right.
And then, I think they can like go into shock and die.
Yes.
And here's the other thing in terms of like, you know, plants, indoor plants are like this decor thing. And I'm like, well, no, I like the size and look of the pot that you're in now.
Yeah, I want it to stay that way.
A bigger pot won't fit on that shelf. I don't want to rehome you.
Yeah.
So I find this very tricky.
This is all very tricky with the indoor plant situation. And again, same. I love to use them as decor and it becomes a situation like, well, I have this pot here because that's the pot that fits here. Do I just have to keep putting a new plant in there? I don't know.
I don't know either.
So I'm struggling.
Okay.
I'm struggling. I have shame.
Okay. You don't need to have shame. You can let go of the shame.
The Christmas cactus, I do feel like I needed to have a little bit of shame about that because I was doing so good for years. I took it to the new house. I was doing so good. And then I put it in a place that was too shady and forgot about it.
Yeah, well.
It didn't go well.
Listen. I forgive you. GABA forgives you.
Sorry, when you're ready,
I'm going to give you a new healthy little cutting.
We're going to do this.
It's fine. You know, another tip that I got from someone is when watering plants, I will now, if they're small enough, you know, I'll gather them and bring them to the kitchen sink.
Yes.
And water them in the sink. And then sometimes I will plug the sink and let a few inches of water stand and let them sit there in it. Because I think what can happen is like water sometimes will just drain right through them.
Even
if it seems like it's very wet at the top, and letting them sit in a little pool of water, it will really soak them all the way through.
Much like if it would rain.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
What they would be sitting
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Okay. How about outside in general? We've kind of touched on this, but let's get into it. The desert is beautiful, also can be tricky.
Oh, yeah.
What's your yard like? How involved are you in the outdoor plants?
Okay.
Tell us your ways.
I am the outdoor plant captain.
Yeah, you are.
And I have very strong opinions.
Yeah.
And about our yard. So that is definitely my domain.
I pity the landscaper, honestly.
You should.
You're not messing around in this department.
Oh, man. Do not touch that. Do not
tell me what plant is going to go good there when it's not.
Oh, I do not want to hear your opinion. any of them. I will tell you what to put for sure. We used to have grass in our front yard mm-hmm. and backyard, mm-hmm. and over the years, we have converted it to xeriscaping with all rocks. I spent so much time researching and designing our yard and what plants would go. I mean, I was sketching it out. Yeah. I made multiple trips to the nurseries to like research plants. I mean, this just was like very passion important project to me. Uh-huh. Yes. So I'm really happy with like overall, like our just overall design and like the hardscaping and stuff. I feel like our yard is in a place where I like the foundation mm-hmm. and I want to keep kind of adding things like, mm-hmm. yeah, plants have died over time or like some things are getting big. Maybe it's time to do something new. Mm-hmm. Currently, I think I was sharing on the podcast, I have these two back beds where I have not been able to keep anything alive. Okay. And I am really making a concerted effort.
Okay. Are you amending the soil? What are we going to do back there?
Okay. I really dug it up and dug out old roots and whatnot. I got new soil. And then hopefully now I really like one is very sunny and one is more shady.
Yeah.
So hopefully I did a really good job picking out the kinds of plants.
Okay.
The biggest thing is water. They aren't on a drip system. So mm-hmm. it's all me. And it's like, I love being out there and watering my plants. Mm-hmm. And I'm really into it through about early June.
Till I'm not. Till it gets real
and
hot.
And then it's like 100 degrees at 7:30 a.m. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't really want to go out there. And I'm just like, well, I did
good
my
luck
best.
To you, sir.
Godspeed.
Exactly. That's exactly how I am.
So anyway, I am really hoping to stick with it. We will see. But I do need to share a very exciting yard update that you observed last week. I have these two octopus agaves in my front yard. I love them as plants. Okay, if you don't know what an agave is, some people would say it's like a cactus just because it looks like this succulent kind
like
of a
aloe.
Plant. Yes, it an kind of looks plant. Like a big aloe. Mm-hmm. There's no spines. It's all very smooth, a really pretty green.
They're also delicious.
Oh, an aloe?
No, yucca.
Oh.
You've had this.
But
yucca
we're not
fries.
Talking about a yucca. A
what
yucca
is
not
those
an
were
agave.
Yuccas.
It's different.
Oh, no, agave. I'm sorry.
That's right. Don't eat your
They're
agave,
similar.
Friends.
Do not eat your agave. You can drink your agave. That's how they make
there
tequila.
There you go. You can drink your agave. But yes, sidebar, yucca fries are delicious. And if you come to Arizona, especially Sedona, we
so
found
good.
Some great places with yucca fries.
Sorry.
Far superior to the potato. Anyway, these two octopus agaves surprised us, and they are blooming this year. What happened? They're pretty big plants. In just January, I looked and suddenly these like huge purplish stalks were coming from the middle.
Like, think inappropriate because that's what they look like.
Very phallic. And just
and
they
real big real quick.
Yes. They proceeded to just shoot up. They are towering over my yard as tall as my like roof line. And they have these huge blooming flower stalks that are now starting to bloom yellow. So many neighbors are talking about it. It is the talk of the street. People are like, did you always have those? And I'm like, no, they've never done this before. Right. That is a new thing.
They're like coming into their own.
Yes,
they're
they
feeling
really
themselves.
Are.
Yeah.
So it's been very exciting to watch. Now, after they bloom, they will die. So that is the bummer. After
altogether?
After an agave blooms, the whole mother plant dies.
I mean,
I know.
Does this release pups? Is this one of the pup plants and another one will bloom?
A lot of agaves make the little small plants at the bottom and these never have. And so I was like, how do you continue your species?
Right.
I was reading online that entire flowering stalk.
Yeah.
Little agaves should grow on it. And then
fall down.
I'm and rain down. I mean,
like, how does this happen?
I think what would happen is like eventually out in nature, the stalk would probably fall over and then hopefully those would, like
take root.
Yes.
Okay.
I plan to just like cut down the stalk at some point and have that happen. I'll take some little pups off of it. And
but
I hope
you have
plant
to
them.
Like dig out that whole agave then, which is huge and
I know.
Spiky.
I know. Well, that's what the landscaper will come in for.
I didn't know that was the end of their life cycle.
Yeah, it's very dramatic, isn't it?
I thought it was like, it's like a last hurrah.
It is. They put everything into it. See how plants are so
it's
fascinating.
So, it is so fascinating. I will
anyway,
say that.
So that's very exciting in my yard. And
okay. Do not eat it.
Don't eat it.
It will get phallic and then it will die.
And then it will rain down baby plants.
So weird. I love it so much. Okay. So let me tell you about mine
yep.
situation. we got a dirt yard when we built our house. Mm-hmm. So like the front was dirt. We live in a neighborhood that is all grass, which is very pretty, but not ecologically friendly.
A lot of maintenance.
It's also tricky because like our soil isn't meant for that here.
It takes so much
and
effort
so it doesn't
here.
Like absorb. There's like a lot of standing water often. Yep. It's not as lovely as it sounds, but it is nice to look at. It is good for like cooling the environment and clearing the air. So there's other benefits to it. There's a lot of trees in my neighborhood. So the front was kind of taken care of for us, but I kind of hate it.
Mm.
I hate, you know, they just put like kind of the plants that grow
the
well.
Very standard plants.
That also tend to be kind of invasive.
Yeah.
But they grow well. So that's why they put them there so that you get color right away.
Right.
And it's like, well, now I got to rip the whole thing out. Yes. So I am not super involved in the outdoors and I don't like that. I would like to be more container mm-hmm. gardening.
Me too.
For like in that, because you can grow a lot of things that way.
Yeah.
And now we have some good shade because our house is north facing.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel we tried to do vegetables mm-hmm. and I did a whole botany unit with the girls for school and we did all these things and Jeremiah built us this raised bed, but we like learned a lot of things about that the hard way in Arizona. Yeah. Same kind of thing with the water.
Yes.
With the filtered light that a lot of vegetables need.
Right.
With the pests that a lot of vegetables can, you know, the little bugs.
Yep.
Love the veggies. I too got sick of watering it when it got to be 100.
Yes.
I think we also planted too late because the growing seasons are very different here. So it's a whole thing.
Wow, farming is really hard. It turns out
it's hard to grow your own food. That's why we buy it at the grocery store. So all that to say, I do love our yard now that mm-hmm. we have the backyard done. We have a pool. We have a lot of hardscaping. We would like to do even more hardscaping and less grass back mm-hmm. there. We have some grass around the pool, but we would like to change that out and extend the patio and blah, blah, blah. But plant-wise, I don't have anything to do with the outdoor plants.
Gotcha.
But I would like to add more containers and be involved in that. And then Jeremy
can do
more like the lawn maintenance kind of
stuff.
And
would you have the capability to pull a drip line into the containers? I feel like that's where I've seen them. Really look great. And if you see any of the restaurants that have the great containers, they've got drip lines
totally
in them.
Do.
That way it just puts it on, you know, default.
Exactly. That's the thing about it.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel about fake plants?
Okay. Generally against.
Generally nay.
But I do understand that they can have their place. I guess my personal opinion is that a real plant should be the first choice. I think they look great. And then, you know, they're like cleaning the air. There is just, even if it's, you know, either way, something green, there just is something about an actual green
living thing.
Yeah, that is just like so nice. But depending on, you know, the location, you just don't get natural light there, whatever. Or especially, you know, like in a vacation rental, something like that. It is nice to have like a green thing rather than no green thing. Even at our house out in our studio, I just feel like it gets a lot of really direct light and it just seems like extra dry out there. I don't know. I've even been thinking about just putting some fake plants out there.
And you're just not out there all the time.
Yeah, exactly. To tend to things. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I think they can have their place. I do appreciate how far fake plants have come.
Yes.
I mean, oh my gosh.
Yes. The technology is legit.
If you remember from when we were growing up, like the fake plants at, you know, the craft store or whatever would be like neon green.
Right.
I mean, now they really look amazing. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that at least.
I agree. Same. I will tend to more of a faux floral, seasonal floral, maybe a twig or a stem of some sort changing out in the vases more than like a fake green plant.
Yeah.
I do have a couple of fake green plants. What I really hate, pet peeve in all of life, is when people put fake plants outside.
Oh, I don't like that either.
I don't like it. I really don't like it here in Arizona.
Me neither. Oh, they get so sun bleached.
They get like, they turn this really like toothpaste green.
Yes.
Like it's really not cute. It's
and
not
they're
a good
just,
look.
And like at glance, they're just plants that you're like, I've never seen that growing anywhere. Oh, that's because it's fake.
it's not a good look, I don't think. But yeah, but I will switch out. I have a lot of like seasonal stems and like leaves and florals and stuff like that that just kind of add seasonal touches and use them that way. I'll talk some more about that in our Patreon group. We have a question about that.
Okay.
But yeah, but in general, like just a fake green plant, I'd rather have a real one, even if it's only going to be alive for a week.
Yeah.
Okay. We've talked about our shame.
That's right.
Let's talk about, let's be optimists here.
There we go.
Let's envision our perfect old lady granny gardening goals for ourselves. What does our old lady gardening life ideally look like?
Oh, I love this question. And I realize that I have so many old lady gardening goals. Man, I am looking.
You need a Google Doc for your granny goals,
don't you? I really do. That would be very fun to maintain. I am definitely looking forward to having more time to just, I just want to putter in my yard.
It's the putzing, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just tending to things, yep. Checking on stuff. I am noticing myself having just a teeny bit more time, but I mean, where I could really like, you know, make my daily rounds.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my like little clogs. I'm going to have my big sun hat.
Yep.
Ooh, I think I'm going to have one of those kind of like linen aprons,
yes,
where my tools go in, and I've got mm-hmm. a little packet of mm-hmm. seeds, probably some wintergreen candies or something, because yeah. I'm
there's,
old.
There's some lifesavers in there for sure.
For sure.
Werther's Originals, perhaps.
Yes. Over time, I definitely want to, I could just see, you know, adding more plants as I have that time. And you can actually get your yard certified as a wildlife habitat if you meet certain criteria. Life goal.
That's, you're going for that.
Life goal.
You're going for
that's
that
what
stamp
I'm going
of approval.
For. We'll have a ribbon cutting ceremony.
There'll be multiple bunnies.
Yes.
I love it.
I just feel like I want to have that yard. And I think we do to an extent, like neighbors and even people that I don't know have stopped to like say like, oh, I like the way your yard mm-hmm. looks. It just looks different than mm-hmm. like kind of the standard plants yes. and design of other yards.
Yeah.
But I really want it to be like, whoa.
Showstopper.
Like, you can't drive by without yeah. noticing.
Like, is this a national park?
Exactly.
Okay.
Is this a tiny national park? I will, maybe I'll make that little sign. So there is that. I would love to have a vegetable garden. I have been percolating the idea of getting into a vegetable garden. We have tried a couple times. Honestly, usually Chris has led the charge mm-hmm. on this.
He likes a veggie, that guy.
He does in so many ways. And he is great because, you know, he'll just go for something.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had very mixed to dismal results on that. So
there's a reason that Arizona is not the hotbed of vegetable growth for the country.
So I am trying to like start to gather information. I am tapping my green thumb friends. I've got like a veggie gardening friend. I had her come over and kind of look at my yard, give me some tips. So I'm gathering information. But you know, I like to think and research things for a long time. Yeah. So
we'll do it right.
We'll see when this happens.
I like this. Okay. I would love to have gardening be a major hobby again. Mm-hmm. I just think that there is something so... There's something so elemental. It just must connect with us on some like literally evolutionary level to having your hands in the dirt, to seeing growth like that, to like watching that life cycle. Mm-hmm. There's just something very satisfying about that. It can be very creative and mm-hmm. like beautiful also. So either living here or maybe I've envisioned like if we have a place up in the mountains in the summer and we spend the whole summer there at some point, like having my summer garden with like, you know, less intense heat, obviously, and more shade and that kind of thing, and make that like what I do at the cabin in the summertime. But yeah, and just really having the time to, like you said, it's tricky here. You have to research, you have to really invest in some systems that will
work. Lot of effort.
So just having the time to make that like a little, you know, a hobby. But yeah, I like where you're going. I like the sun hat.
Yeah, I was like, tell me about your outfit that you're wearing.
I would like I think I'm a little more utilitarian. I like a belt situation,
Okay.
like a garden belt.
Okay, I like that.
Just, you know, it's just a whole new ball game. I just feel like, yeah, you can really dig in.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
You can just be digging in.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to really be dedicated to keeping my plants alive. Because, you know, the humans that I kept alive should be ideally out of the house
that's
and having their own humans.
You've got some bandwidth for
and my
this.
Job will be to keep other things alive.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, I like this for you. I'm feeling very optimistic about your plant life.
I feel like you can help
me. Let go of that shame, friend. Let go of
it. It's just one of those things where you're like, I used to love this and now it is not a part of my life. And
I feel like
fine for things to cycle in and out, but it feels like want it to be
going
still.
From the Midwest to Arizona. That was like a hard right turn, if not 180, or it was just like all of my previous knowledge does not apply.
No, it doesn't. It's useless.
Yes.
It's useless.
Yes.
So as always, we are continuing the vegetation chat over on Patreon, where we're sharing some of our favorite ways to use plants as decor. So we'll get more specific about where we're putting them, mm-hmm. what we're putting where, all of that. Join us over there for some more Plant Lady talk and chime in as well. We love the discussion aspect over there. Let's do some latelys. We each share what's going on lately. Funny story, anything. Anything we're loving that we would like to share.
Okay, I wanted to share two brief hair updates.
Okay.
One, I am trying to put a little more effort into my hair lately, okay. which includes putting some waves in it a little more often.
It's looking lovely.
Well, thank you. I did it today. I wash my hair 2 to 3 times a week. And whenever I wash it, I'm usually blow drying it. But just, you know, the mornings are going fast. Don't have a lot of time. I blow dry it, usually straighten it just a little bit. And I have gotten good enough at putting some waves in my hair where I realized this really doesn't take that much time, mm-hmm. but I like my hair so much. Like the a difference little is, goes a long yes, way.
Agreed.
And I found that when I do that, I think my hair wears better the next day. Like if I don't do the waves the next day, I'm just putting it up in a bun.
Right.
But if it has the waves, sometimes the next day I can wear it down again.
And even the bun looks better, don't you think?
When
you've done it the day before.
Yes, yeah. I agree. So that's one thing. And I just like have this realization where like, oh, it's amazing how much more I like my hair when I put some effort into it.
Yeah.
So there's that. The second thing is that I am trying out some shampoo that's specifically for gray hair.
Okay.
And for keeping grays and silvers looking bright. This is the Clairol Shimmer Lights Purple Shampoo. It's actually for blonde or for silver hair.
Okay.
And so that purple pigment is just supposed to help, you know, prevent kind of like dullness, brassiness,
mousy,
all of that.
The mousy gray look.
Yeah, exactly. I want everything looking shimmery and bright.
Shiny. Mm-hmm.
So I've only used it a few times, so I can't say if it's really making a difference, but it feels like maybe it's one of those things that makes a difference over time.
Right.
And I will say, I think it just feels good to feel like I'm putting effort into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I work to like embrace and love my grays, mm-hmm. it just feels like, oh, like I'm loving them. I'm taking care of these grays.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Like that. Speaking of hair, I'm gonna put the husband all the way on blast right now,
and
you know where I'm going.
I sure do. I've had some off mic discussions.
I told him that this was happening, and it's happening.
Okay,
this man, for as you know, he can be so tidy, so conscientious, and responsible about
many things.
We
just talked about how romantic he was with that
romantic. Let me tell you what, this guy's got a great head of hair.
Sure does,
and he's very proud of it. The grossest hairbrushes you have ever seen in your life.
And I have seen a photo.
The whole world is going to see the photo because I'm not okay with this any longer.
Gosh.
And I have a funny story attached to it. This is how I've decided it needs to be public. Okay, so he has this tiny little brush that's like a little round brush. I don't even know why he thinks this is the brush for his hair.
It's not.
It's not at all. It's like a teasing brush for like 80s hair.
He has thick, a lot of hair.
Yeah, it's beyond me. Okay. If he has cleaned it out ever, it doesn't look like it.
No.
It is literally, the paint is coming off the handle. It's so gross. So here's what. I even bought him another one. I was like, fine. You like that brush? You think that's what works for your hair? You're a grown man.
That's right.
Can you please at least use a new one? It's time to replace that. Nope.
He cannot.
He just joined it in his collection. So now he has two gross brushes, one a little bit grosser than the other. And let me tell you, he got found out. So our daughter went in our room for something, mm-hmm. something that we legit sent her in there for, like to grab something out of our bathroom drawer. And all of a sudden that night, he's like, where are my brushes? He was like, did you throw them away for it? Because I'd been teasing him. And I told him that I showed you the picture and everything. And he was like, you threw them away. Come on. He really believed I threw them away. I'm like, no, I would just tell you that, yes, I threw them away because they're disgusting, which could still happen. And he was like, no, where, for real, where did they go? And I was like, I mean, why would the kids take those? They're so gross. So he, the next morning, found out Vanessa had them. She's like, well, I opened the drawer and I was like, nobody is using these. They'd be good for my dolls.
Yes.
So she cleaned them out and was using them on her.
She cleaned out the decades worth of hair.
I was like,
man,
Dan, you use those? Those are gross.
She's horrified.
She so horrified. And she's like, I just cleaned them out. I just thought they were old and nobody was using them.
That's amazing.
So she took it upon herself, like, hey, these are clearly in disrepair. I'm going to take these and spruce them up for my dolls.
Oh my gosh.
So I feel like he got a dose of humble pie, like, hey, It's for, I'm not just messing with you. No, they're gross.
That is legitimately
they're not
gross.
Acceptable and not okay.
So did he reclaim the doll brush?
Yes. Reclaim them. Now he's just continuing to use them. Now he's like, oh, they have a new lease on life. She cleaned them out now for me.
I've got another 40 years left.
Here's the other thing about, I don't understand. Even if you love that brush, why would you not clean it out ever?
I don't understand that. That's gross.
That is disgusting.
It is disgusting.
And it's like product, hair. So they're sticky.
Ew, hair, matted hair. It's
it literally makes me gag. I can't.
It's so gross.
Mr. Ladd, I love you.
That is so gross.
I want better for you than this.
This is so funny where it's like, is this the hairbrush of a successful middle-aged man?
No. No, it is not.
No. Come on.
I don't know who it's the hairbrush of.
Shouldn't be anybody's. A doll's.
A doll after it's been sanitized. Exactly, exactly. She's like, this is too dirty to use on my dolls. I need to clean it first.
Jeremiah, you are on blast.
Better. Do better.
Do better. Do better. Love the girls next door.
Okay, he had it coming. Thank you so much for listening. The show notes for this episode with links for everything we talked about are at our website, girlnextdoorpodcast.com, and in your podcast player. Come hang out with us over on Instagram. We are High Girls Next Door. And we'd love to get your emails at highgirlsnextdoor@gmail.com.
Thanks so much for dropping in. Until next time, friends, let go of your plant shame. Okay, let's do it.
This is an area of personal shame for me.
I thought you were going to say personal growth, but you went shame.
Shame.
Just owning the shame.
It's gone. It's gone. So
no, you don't need to feel any shame. Oh my gosh. Okay, we'll talk about
I'll
it. Bring
you
bring up your personal shame.
It's plant therapy time.
Good.
That one turned out to be more fun than I thought it was.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't have anything to say. I just killed plants.
Oh, that was great.
It worked out. It worked out to be a fun one.